Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, September 24th. Happy One Take Wednesday. I hope that you're having a wonderful day, and I'm thankful to contend alongside reading God's Word and asking God to remind us of His faithful love. We're continuing on in the book of Isaiah, chapter 28. We're in verses 14 through 22 today. I wanted to give you a little context first. In these passages, God is condemning a false sense of security. So all these alliances are happening, and the prophet Isaiah is reminding the people that they can't outthink God. They need to go God's way and not trying to make covenants with other people. And then we hear this passage about God's true foundation, the cornerstone. This is a foreshadowing of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And many times in the New Testament, this passage is referred to remind us that Jesus is the strong and sure foundation of our faith. And then the passage ends just with more of God declaring that justice and righteousness and not human treaties will be what is long-lasting and standing. So we're going to read today from the English Standard Version, verses 14 through 22. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, you scoffers, who rule this people in Jerusalem. Because you have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with Sheol we have an agreement. When the overwhelming whip passes through, it will not come to us. For we have made lies our refuge, and in falsehood we have taken shelter. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am the one who has laid a foundation in Zion. A stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone of the true foundation. Whoever believes will not be in haste, and I will make justice the line and righteousness the plumb line, and hail will sweep away the refuge of lies, and waters will overwhelm the shelter. Then your covenant with death will be annulled, and your agreement with Sheol will not stand. When the overwhelming scourge passes through, you will be beaten by it. As often as it passes through, it will take you. For morning by morning it will pass through, and day and by night, and it will be sheer terror to understand the message. For the bed is too short to stretch oneself on, and the covering too narrow to wrap oneself in. For the Lord will rise up as on Mount Perazim, as in the valley of Gibeon, he will be roused to do his deed. Strange is his deed, and to work his work, alien is his work. Now therefore, do not scoff, lest your bonds be made strong. For I have heard a decree of destruction from the Lord God of hosts against the whole land. All right, let's move on over now to the book of Acts. I'm loving reading this story about Peter and Cornelius. Today we're in verses 24 through 33 of Acts chapter 10. And on the following day, they entered Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshiped him. But Peter lifted him up, saying, stand up, I too am a man. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many persons gathered. And he said to them, you yourselves know how unlawful it is for a Jew to associate with or to visit anyone of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any person common or unclean. So when I was sent for, I came without objection. I asked then why you sent for me. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago, about this hour, I was praying in my house at the ninth hour, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard and your alms have been remembered before God. Send therefore to Joppa and ask for Simon, who is called Peter. He is lodging in the house of Simon, a tanner, by the sea. So I sent for you at once, and you have been so kind enough to come. Now, therefore, we are all here in the presence of God to hear all that you have been commanded by the Lord. Oh, goodness, we still have to wait a little bit longer. But this passage in some way connects with the Isaiah passage, because what Cornelius needs to hear is about Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone, that key stone on which we place our faith. So Peter here is saying, hey, don't get down and worship me. There's another that I want to tell you about. And he is the one who we worship. And he was prophesied about long ago in the book of Isaiah, one who would come and be our salvation. All right, let's move on over to the Psalms. We're in Psalm 74 today. We'll be reading verses 1 and 2. This psalm is a lament, probably about the destruction of the sanctuary of the temple, likely after Jerusalem and the temple were devastated. And this is a cry out to the Lord. The psalmist reminds God that they are the sheep of his pasture, and sheep are vulnerable. And he's saying, we're a vulnerable people. And he's calling to the Lord, asking him to remember what you did in the past. And then as the psalm continues, he's asking, would you act as well today? This psalm is tough to read. We're not going to read all of it. Maybe if you have time, you could read the rest. But it does remind us of God's saving power in the past, and for us to cling to that sovereignty and power for today, whatever you face, knowing that God has worked in your midst in the past and he is working even now. Psalm 74, verses 1 and 2. O God, why do you cast us off forever? Why does your anger smoke against the sheep of your pasture? Remember your congregation, which you have purchased of old, which you have redeemed to be the tribe of your heritage. Remember Mount Zion, where you have dwelt. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I am so grateful for you on this Wednesday. I hope that your week is going well, and I look forward to seeing you tonight, Wednesday night at Growth Groups, or at our Wednesday night supper, if you can come and be a part of that. It's a wonderful meal. Starts at 5 p.m. and then Growth Groups and children's activities start at 6 p.m. Will you pray with me? Father, we enter into this time together, mindful of your word and your work. We know that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. We turn our attention to your character, Lord. We remember what you've done in the past, and in situations where we find ourselves today and we don't know a way forward, or we just need you and your spirit to transform us, we ask, Lord, that you would be working. Fill our hearts with the fruit of your spirit and your love. Give us proper perspective. Help us to remember what gifts you have given us, and teach us to do your will. May your good spirit lead us in level paths. And would you rescue us from our enemies, Lord, because we hide ourselves in you. And now, Lord, would you send my brothers and sisters forth today with this blessing. Christ go before you to prepare a way of service. Christ go behind you to gather up your efforts for his glory. Christ go beside you as leader and guide. Christ go within you as comfort and stay. Christ go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms. Christ go above you to reign as Lord Supreme. Amen.